Sechet Vachem Perek Zayin Mishnah Vav Malach Veninsa Trefa. If the Kohen did a Malika on a Chatzos Hof or an Olos Hof, and after the Malika they checked out the Hof and they found that it was a Trefa, Rav Meir I Meinim Etam Ebevesabli, Rav Meir Hof, that even though the Malika is possible since it was a Trefa, still it's not considered an Avela, and therefore it would not be Metam somebody who swallows it. Rav Yehuda I Meir Metam Ebevesabli, Rav Yehuda says that since after the Malika they found it was a Trefa, so it has it in the Avela, and therefore it is Metam somebody who swallows it. I'm Rabbi Meir. Meir said to Rabbi Yehuda, "My niblas behema, shehi metame b'mago maso, shchitasa metaheres etrefasa metumaso." Just like we find by a nevela of a behema, that the nevela of a behema is chama, as it's metame b'mago u'b'maso by touching it or by carrying it, and yet even so, the shchita is metare the trefa from being metame, even though the shchita does not allow you to eat it, but it does take it away from being an nevela. Nivlasa Oaf, Shaina Metama, Bamago Bamasa. Nivlasa Oaf, which is less chomer than the Nivela of a behemoth. As the Nivlasa Oaf, it's not Metama, Bamago Bamasa, it's only Metama, Beis Hablia. Eno din, Shetehe Shchitasa, Metaheres, and Trefasa, Metumasa. So certainly, the Shchita should be Metar, a Trefa, from being Metama, Beis Hablia. So now we have learned that the Shchita of an Oaf Trefa is Metar, from being Metama, Beis Hablia. Ma Matsinu, Beshchitasa, Shi Machsharasa, Bachilo. Umetaheres et trefasa mitumasa, af melikasa jimach sharasa ba'achila titar et trefasa mitumasa. Now that we have learned that shchita, which is machshar and oaf ba'achila, is mitar et trefa from being mitamin, so too we should learn that malika, which is the same as shchita, as its machshar and oaf, which is kachem ba'achila. And just like the shchita is mitar and oaf, which is chulin ba'achila, malika is mitar and oaf, which is kachem. So therefore they should have the same din. Titar et trefa. So metumasa, so malika also should be metar et trefa from being metame bebeit hablil. Rabbi Yossi, omar daya kinidlas behema. Chitasa metarasa avolo melikasa. Rabbi Yossi said, it's enough that the nevela of an oaf should have the din of a nevela of a behema, that the shchita should be metar it, but not malika. As since we learn out the nevela of the oaf from the nevela of a behemoth, we can't learn out any dinim by the nevela of the oaf, which we don't find by the nevela of a behemoth. And since there is no din malika by a behemoth, so we can't learn out to an oaf that malika should be matare from being matame the base of belief. So according to Rabbi Yossi, there's a difference between shchita and malika. So Rabbi Yossi agrees with Rabbi Meir that shchita should be matare an oaf, which is chulin, from being matame the base of belief. Just he does not agree with Rabbi Meir that malika should be matar an oaf, which is kachem from being matame bebeis ablia, as we can't learn out from behema a din, which we don't find by behema. So therefore, there's three machloksim over here. Rabbi Yehuda holds that neither shchita nor malika could be matar an oaf, which is trefa, from being matame bebeis ablia. Rabbi Yehuda does not want to learn out oaf from behema at all. And Rabbi Meir holds that we learn out from behema both shchita and malika, that both shchita and malika will be matar an oaf, which is trefa, from being matame bebeis ablia. And Rabbi Yossi holds that the difference between shchita and malika, that although we can learn out from behemoth that shchita could be matar and oaf, which is chulin from being matame, the base habliya, even if it's a trefa, but we cannot learn out from behemoth that malika could be matar and oaf, which is kachim, from being matame, the base habliya, if it turned out that the oaf is a trefa. Anytime you have karbanos that got mixed up in those karbanos, a chatos hamesos, a chatos that is to be put to death, or a shor hanisko, a shor that has to be stoned, for example, kill the person in front of Adam, afilu echad beribo yamusu kulo. Even if only one chatos hamesos, or only one shor hanisko, got mixed up with 10,000 karbanos, the din is that all of the karbanos, all these animals, have to be put to death. And the chatos hamesos and the shor hanisko are usur bahano. So therefore, if they get mixed up among korbanos, since we don't know which one of the chatos hamesos or the shor hanisko, they all become usur bahana, as bali chayim chashivi below butli animals are considered chashiv, and therefore they are not batal. Even 1 in 10,000 would not be batal. So all the korbanos have the din of the chatos hamesos or the shor hanisko, and they are usur bahana. So therefore, they have to be put to death. There are 5 types of chatos hamesos. Chatos that has to be put to death. One type is a black chatos, the child of a chatos. Another type is a tmuras chatos. Somebody who says in an animal, I raise that tmuras chatos. Or a chatas, semesu bala. The owner of the chatas died. Or sekiplu bala b'acheres. The owner of the chatas took a different korban, it was machaba with a different korban. Or she'arbu shanta. It's already over a year old. The chatas has to be within the first year. These are the five different types of chatos that have to be put to death. Nidaru b'shorsha nevdabo avera. If a korban got mixed up among oxen, then avera was done with it. The avera that was done with it causes it to be usher, to be used as a korban, but not to be usher behind. Now, what's an example of an avera that was done with the shor that would cause it to be usher, to be used as a korban? One example would be that the shor killed a person, but there was only one aid that testified that it killed the person. Therefore, the shor is not put to death, but it's usher to be used as a korban. Or the owner of the shor admitted that the shor killed the person. Again, in this case, since there are no edim that saw that the shor killed the person, the shor is not put to death, it's mutar b'hanah, but it cannot be used as a korban. But roveya uva nirva. Or the shor was roveya and isha, or nirva ayedeh ish. Again, in this case, it's usher to be used as a korban, but it's mutar b'hanah. Again, we're talking about where there was only one aid that witnessed that it's a roveya or a nirva, or the owner was the one that admitted to it, but there were no edim, or the Gemara Din was not done yet. Bezdin had not yet decided that it should be put to death, so therefore it's not yet Asur Bahana, and a korban got mixed up among one of these animals, Uba Muksa, or the shore was set aside to be used as an Avodah Zara, Uba Nevar, or the shore itself was worshipped as an Avodah Zara, Uba Esnan, or it was given as an Esnan to a Zona, Uba Mechir, or it was switched for a dog. In all these cases, these shores are also to be used as a korban, but are mutter bahana uva klayim. Or the shor is klayim, it was born from a tayish and a rachel, and therefore it's also to be used as a korban uva trefa. Or the shor is a trefa, and again it would be also to be used as a korban uva yotze dofen. Or the shor was not born in the regular way, it was born by a caesarean section, and therefore would be also to be used as a korban. And in all these cases, a korban got mixed up among these animals. So therefore, we cannot shech them as korbanos, as these animals are also to be used as a korban. We also cannot shech them outside of the Beis HaMikdash, as there is a korban mixed up among these animals. So what should we do? Yiru ache yistavu, we should put them out to pasture until they get a mum v'yimachru, and then they would be sold. V'yavi b'tmei hayafah shebehen me'oso hamin. Whichever one of these animals is worth the most, we would redeem it for the amount of money that it is worth, and then we would buy a korban from the same min as this animal. And then all the animals would then be mutter b'hana. As we would say, whichever one of these animals is the korban should be redeemed on this money, and you would use that money to buy a korban from the same type of animal, and all those animals would then be mutter b'hana, since the korban that is mixed up among them has been redeemed. Nitzare b'chulin t'mimim imakwa chulin l'tzorche oso hamit. If a korban got mixed up among chulin t'mimim, among animals that are not korbanos, but they are not also to be used as a korban, and they are tmimim, they do not have a mum, so therefore they could be used as a korban if you're magdish it. So what you would do is you would sell all the animals for the needs of somebody who wants to bring a korban, and he would be magdish as animals and bring it as a korban. And since a korban is mixed up among the chul and tmimim, you cannot shech them outside of the Beis HaMikdash anyway, so therefore you should sell all the animals to somebody who wants to bring a korban from that type of animal, and he would be magdish it and bring it as a korban, and that way the korban that is mixed up among them would be brought as a korban on the mizbeach.